Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting and the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today there's a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 41, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Breezy with a southeast wind 13 to 17 miles per hour. And in the news for today, a new Marquette Law School poll survey of Wisconsin finds a tighter Democratic primary for U.S. Senate than in February. In the primary contest, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is supported by 19% of Democrats and independents who say they will vote in the Democratic primary, while Alex Lazary is supported by 16%, and Sarah Godlewski is the choice of 7%. Tom Nelson holds 5%. The other seven candidates received 1% or less support. Many primary voters remain undecided, with 48% saying they don't know how they will vote, the same as in the February 2022 survey of the law school poll. There remain more than 3 months until the primary on August 9th. This poll was begun before Tim Michaels announced his entry into the Republican gubernatorial primary, and so respondents were not asked about him. Rebecca Clefish had support of 32%, Kevin Nicholson 10%, and Tim Ramthan 4%, while 46% said they did not know whom they would support. Approval of how Democratic Governor Tony Evers is handling his job as governor stands at 49% in April, with 43% disapproval and 7% saying they don't know. 60% approve of the way Evers has handled the coronavirus outbreak, while 38% disapprove and 2% say they don't know. Poll participants asked about current Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. 39% say, quote, cares about people like me, end quote, describes Republican Senator Johnson. 50% say it does not describe him, and 11% say they don't know. This question was last asked during the 2016 campaign. Johnson is seen favorably by 36% and unfavorably by 46%, while 14% say they haven't heard enough, and about 4% say they don't know. The 2022 Wisconsin election is being seen nationally as pivotal. The balance in the U.S. House of Representatives, where every seat is up for re-election, and in the Senate, where the seats are currently evenly divided, with the Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris holding the deciding vote in case of a tie. The Wisconsin Senate race is important in the balance, and several congressional seats will be up for grabs. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind, who has represented our 3rd District area, decided to resign from the seat he held for 20 years. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.
Support comes from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, offering help to quit commercial tobacco with medications and support provided by the American Indian Quit Line. Professional coaches who respect American Indian culture and traditions are ready to help. More information is available at wiquitline.com or 1-888-7AI-QUIT.
Support also comes from the Bank of Cashton, an independent community bank since 1899. Working to improve our community by giving time, energy, and financial support to community organizations and efforts like WDRT. Bankofcashton.com for more information.
WDRT is supported by Allison Mendoza and Socially Responsible Retirement Strategies, providing socially responsible investment choices to businesses and individuals in the Driftless region. Offices located in La Crosse, securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisory. Member FINRA SIPC. More at srrs.info.
Good afternoon. You are listening to WDRT Viroqua.